This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Are you prepared for the zombie apocalypse? In case of emergency, break glass and tune in to Joy 94.9 on a Tuesday night for Sci-Fi and Scream.
And now, the A to Z of Horror with Bailey. For horror virgins, only on Sci-Fi and Scream.
This is a Screamer for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, saying support Women in Horror Month. It is Women in Horror Month, or Women in Horror Recognition Month. What is it? It's an international grassroots initiative. It encourages and supports those women involved in the horror film industries. They're usually underrepresented, but that can change. And that's why we invite you to listen to our special Women in Horror Month episodes. We have part one with Bailey from the A to Z of Horror, and we were looking at a woman of colour in horror films and exploitation movies. And Bailey had her choice of favourite women, favourite ladies in the genre. Episode 2, February the 9th, is with Bianca Martin and the Girl Frieders, looking at horror zines and comics made by women for women. And episode 3, that's quite the surprise, February the 16th. Let's just say one word. Suspiria. All right, get your ghoulish garish girl rags on and stay tuned with us on Sci-Fi and Scream as we celebrate 2016's Women in Horror Recognition Month, only on Joy 94.9 on Sci-Fi and Scream with the Screamer. So stay tuned for that and more. It's all about celebrating and supporting women who make horror movies, television, write screenplays, write fiction, make comics, make zines. Whatever it is they're into, we will support them. It's positive, it's inclusive, and it's only here on Sci-Fi and Scream. Women in Horror Month is February 2016.
Blood is red. Voodoo is blue. Sugar is sweet. Revenge is sweeter.
I'm passing sentence.
Meet Sugar Hill.
No, please.
Not a place. But a brand new face.
My friends call me Sugar.
The foxiest.
Looking for anything special?
Sexiest. Deadliest chick in town. The mob took Sugar's man away. And now she's gonna make them pay.
I want them dead.
With a voodoo priestess called Mama Matrace.
I know what you can do. The power you possess.
How strong is your hate?
And Baron Samedi, too.
My particular special. A drink that I'm famous for. The zombie.
This is my domain! A kingdom of the dead!
And an army of undead behind her.
Each death has had something to do with voodoo ritual.
There's nothing that Sugar can't do.
Use it.
The mob has never seen anything like Sugar Hill and her zombie hitmen.
Hello there, Squeamers. This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. What better way to start a show but Supernatural Voodoo Woman? And thanks to Chatterbox for another great show here on Joy 94.9. It is officially Women in Horror Month. Of course it is. February 2016 runs for the whole month and it's the seventh year, the lucky magic number seven. So what is it? Well, it's the seventh annual Women in Horror Month. Look, it's a global phenomenon, or phenomena, with some blood and guts, and it's all throughout February. So there are events for raising funds. Yes, so it's all about helping out. It's a way to raise funds for awareness as such things as the blood drive, which they have in the US and North America, and lots of other ways to contribute to help people to realise that horror isn't all bad, it's all very good. It's also hashtag Black History Month 2016 in the America's United States. And so that's why I thought tonight I'll have a look at a black woman, African woman of colour in horror films and what that means, and just touching on a bit of blaxploitation there with, we had a bit of the Sugar Hill Girl, that's a movie from 74 with Supernatural Voodoo Woman from the originals, that is their name, and in the background you can hear a little bit more of that Sugar Hill movie from 74 where a voodoo woman, well, she gets a lot more than what she counted for, certainly with supernatural abilities. Isn't that fun? And here it is, a special A to Z of horror presentation tonight. So we've got Bailey back in the studio. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I always love coming back here.
Yeah, it's great. We don't see you often enough, but you're always ready to go.
I'm always hanging out, ready to go.
Yeah, ready to spill blood for the cause.
Or just in general.
So A to Z, usually it's... What's it about, usually? What's the premise for it?
Well, it's for horror virgins, as you
virgins,
so often say. It's sort of like a foundation, kind of like a building block of your sort of general horror knowledge. I would like to think it that way.
Yeah.
So go through the alphabet, A, B, C, D.
Yeah, have we figured out where we are up to?
No.
The alphabet.
No, we got lost 4 or 5 months ago.
We got a bit lost. Now, now for Women in Horror Month, of course... it's just a really interesting time, and the same with, of course, Black History Month too. Mm. So it's all about are you ready to learn? So let's learn about
I'm definitely ready to learn. Yeah.
Let's learn about some horror films that have black women in them, have women of color in them. Well, no doubt we'll run out of time for that. But look, Black History Month started way back in 1926, in fact, in the US, and it was something observed by Carter Godwin Woodson. And it was known originally as Negro History Week, and now it's expanded to become a whole month in the 1970s, when lots of great renaissance and cultural vibration and regurgitation and revisitation was happening in the way of independent films made by African-American people, including lots of horror stuff like Blackula, Scream, Blackula Scream, and have you ever seen that?
I don't think I have. I've heard of it. Honestly, I thought it was like a fake movie, but no.
That's for real, and it's beautifully filmed.
All right, cool.
Really.
Now I know to look for it, and, you know.
Especially the scenes where he turns into a bat. Nothing beats Blackula turning into a bat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Also, it's all about the National Association of the Advancement of Coloured People, founded way back in 1909. So, it's really interesting that they have a whole month and people take action, people recognise, obviously, artistic and in particular cinema feats and cinema.
Getting a bit tongue-tied.
Yeah,
tonight.
I am a bit. And so I thought, women of colour in film, why not? Especially horror film. Because,
totally. Why not? Let's do
they're
it.
Usually voodoo women, aren't they?
Usually,
it's a stereotype. Somewhere.
Yeah, that was an amazing song, though.
Yeah, great stereotype. Who are you looking at tonight?
I'm looking at a few people. Mm. I'm looking at Naomi Harris.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually a wonderful coloured woman of horror. She was in Selena in 28 Days Later.
That film
an absolute
broke
masterpiece.
Everything, didn't it? Broke the mould.
It did. Mm. Unfortunately, there was lots of copycats afterwards. And
That's flattery, isn't it?
Yeah. What can
imitation?
You do? Mm-hmm. It's just what happens. She hasn't... Unfortunately, that's the only horror movie she's ever been in. But what a horror movie.
Oh, yeah. Look, if I had a CV with that on it, I'd be very, very pleased. And there's always rumours of that being, again, revitalised and rebooted. And I don't know
if that's
a good idea.
I've heard they're starting to work on 28 Months Later.
Okay, maybe we should just drop the 28 number.
Yeah, I think we should drop it.
Try something original.
Because then it'll be 28 years, and then I don't want to wait that long.
28 minutes. That's the short film version.
That could be fun.
The 28 seconds, that's the nano version.
Oh, if they could do 28 minutes later and be like a TV series.
28 seconds would be good. Challenge to all those filmmakers out there to do it 28 seconds later.
And make it enthralling and, like, actually scary. But, okay, but moving on.
Moving on.
Another marvelous actress I'm looking at is, once again, it's a sort of only one horror movie, is Jane Levy, Mia from Evil Dead, the remake.
Yeah. That's the TV show. You don't mean the TV show?
No, I don't mean the TV show. Place. The TV show is great.
Yes.
But I'm talking about the Mia from the movie, the remake,
standalone,
the 2013 movie.
Yeah, which was amazing.
I adore it. I love it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But we can. I've talked about that at great length many times before.
Have you?
I have.
I must have been asleep. Sorry.
I'm not surprised. You, yeah.
I do have
You
my
do
naps.
Tend to nod off when I'm here.
I do. I know. What's your name? Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
You're
awesome,
close.
Bailey.
Very good.
Who else? You've got finally, one of my favorites.
Finally, the wonderful Kathy Bates.
Oh, Bates Hotel. No, it's not about her, of course, but it could be. It should be. She'd
Such a
be
perfect
great.
Last name
it
for
is
horror.
Bates. B-A-T-E-S in her case, but...
Incredible.
You know, nothing like a bit of fish bait. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love her. We'll chat about her, too. Ooh, it's a busy night. So much to do. Who knows what will happen here in the studio? I'm always surprised.
I know, it's complete pandemonium in here.
It is crazy, isn't it? Well, here's a little bit of your favourite. This is, of course, the trailer from Misery. 1990, the film version of course, the wonderful Stephen King. Now, if you have a favourite lady who does the horrors for you, in movies, that is, let us know. 0427JOY949, or you can... don't phone, sorry. On air at joy.org.au is the other good way. Also, you can always Facebook us. Not a problem. Just go to Queer Geeks of Oz, but that's the Twitter at Queer Geeks of Oz. Or you can Facebook Sci-Fi and Scream and let us know.
Oh, so many ways to contact us.
I know. It's just not enough time in the hour, really. Here's a bit of Misery. This is Sci-Fi and Scream.
Can't wait for Misery.
Well, every day is misery for some, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this will cheer you up. This is Kathy Bates, Misery on Joy.
You have a compound fracture of the tibia in both legs, and the fibula in the right leg is fractured too.
This was kind of a miracle, you finding me.
In a way, I was following you, seeing as how I'm your number one fan and all. I've read everything of yours.
Very kind.
I noticed in your case there's a new Paul Sheldon book.
You want to read it?
You'll never realize what a rare treat you've given me.
You dirty bird.
Misery Chastain cannot be dead.
Misery spirit is still alive.
You murderer!
I know you've been out of your room.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is this what you're looking for?
Whatever you think I'm not doing, please don't do it.
James Caan and Kathy Bates in her Academy Award-winning role.
God's sake!
It's for the best.
Jane, please!
God, I love you.
Misery.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Hang on, I'm going to do that again. Okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Was Abby. This was Abby. A woman loved and in love until that night. When something evil came looking for a soul to possess.
I can't stop thinking about your husband.
That creep. Forget him. Was this Abby? Now the fun starts.
Grab her! Hold her! Hear me, demon. Leave this woman body!
Abby, rated R.
Thank you.
That's a brilliant piece of music. And one of your choices, actually, tonight here on Sci-Fi and Scream, The A to Z of Horror, Bailey.
Yeah, I absolutely adore that song.
You chose that. Why did you choose that?
Well, apart from just being an excellent song, it's the I think it's the song from 28 Days Later when the credits start rolling.
Oh, yes, right. Interesting. Yeah, look, I really do enjoy that, certainly. And interesting thing is it was released on the soundtrack for 28 Days Later a year after the actual film in 2002, so it came out in 2003.
That's very strange.
Maybe they thought it wouldn't sell or something. I don't know. It wouldn't
I can't really blame them. I don't really know that many good horror soundtracks.
Not really.
I mean, there's a few standout ones.
Huge ones.
But in general, not really.
Bailey, I disagree with you. There's so many wonderful ones, including this one you can hear in the background. If you can hear it, this is Angel Heart from 1987, I believe.
Just take a guess.
No, I wasn't taking a guess. No, I was kind of taking a guess, but of course it... No, 1987, it is, right? Alan Parker, of course.
What a lucky guess.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, actually.
Angel Heart? You haven't?
No, I mean, I might have, but not by name. I don't remember it.
Because we're talking tonight about, of course, women of colour, because it is a hashtag a Black History Month in the US, and talking about African-American actresses, including from this one, Angel Heart. The American noir horror mystery thriller film, that's a mouthful, from Alan Parker, of course starred Mickey Rourke, Robert De Niro as Lucifer, or Louis Cipher.
I'm already interested in this movie.
Louis Cipher. And it had the amazing Lisa Bonet. Of course, a pretty amazing film. She was only 19 when she was in that role, but of course she was playing a 17-year-old just over the age of... of sexual awakening and legal sexual awakening.
That's playing pretty intense.
Epiphany Proudfoot. Set in New Orleans, of course, it's all about voodoo. It's all about Santeria and those kind of things. Got that sort of zombie feel and theme in it. And certainly Harry Angel, I mean, it's full of symbolism, he's an investigator played by Mickey Rourke when Mickey Rourke was very pretty. Now he has to go to find out about these murders that are going on. Sorry?
When was that?
Well, in the 80s. Before the boxing started.
Oh, okay.
But, look, it's very controversial, this film. There was a very graphic sex scene between Rourke, who was then 35, and, of course, 19-year-old Lisa Bonet, who most people probably aware of from The Cosby Show
at the time. Wow, and you said she was 17, like, in the film.
The character is 17.
I mean.
Yep. And pay attention, Bailey.
I am paying attention. God.
And, I'm sorry.
Will there be a quiz after this?
The quiz is now. Ugh. Right now. And there's a trapdoor with infested crocodiles. Not alligators, because, of course, they're American.
Yeah, they're from America.
Yeah, I know.
We have crocodiles here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Look, it's a very interesting film. It was a huge hit back in the day, and very creepy, and again using those stereotypes, I guess, for the voodoo aspect to it. You never know really what's going on, and you just know that this man is something to do with losing his soul, literally.
I am
it does remind me a bit of
movie.
John Carpenter's, the Wes Craven film, Rainbow and Serpent, made around about the same time. Oh. The whole concept of that southern part of the US where lots of myths, lots of stories, lots
That's
of Santeria.
Cool.
You
I
know.
Do like, you said it was set in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, New Orleans.
I really have a fascination with New Orleans. I quite like it.
You quite like it.
I like the mood, I like the setting.
Yeah. And now, of course, we know her, Lisa Bonet, as well, who, now her name is being changed legally to Lila Coy Moon, and she's married to a beautiful Polynesian man, Jason Momoa. We don't like her, do we? We don't like her now. I mean, she's amazing. She's 48 or something, and he's 32 or something. That's pretty cool. So there you go. Angel Heart, for those who remember it. It's hard not to forget it. There's a lot of great blues themes in the music there, and it's very grimy and sweaty and stinky, and there's chickens involved, but no real chickens got harmed, I believe.
Okay, that's good.
But there is a bit of blood sacrifice that goes on.
I'm definitely down for this movie.
Okay. So, yes, looking at women of colour in horror films, that's certainly one to check out. And you can hear in the background some of the New Orleans-style music. To beat a possession of a demon entering a young girl. so to speak.
Yeah, I can feel all of my demons leaving me right now.
Right.
It's quite intense.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like having trouble breathing, but thank you for that. Now, if you've got a favorite film, a favorite African-American, a woman of color, actress in a horror or thriller or some type of genre film, let us know, 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, because we're celebrating part one of our Women in Horror special episodes. We'll be doing two more next Tuesday, February the 9th, and the following month, February the 16th. So there's going to be loads of horror talk and gals talking about horror movies and stuff like that, including books, films, movies, soundtracks, and even comics and zines with a horror flavour.
Ooh, suits me.
I know. So check it out. This is number one, part one of our Women in Horror, and specifically it's our celebration of hashtag Black History Month. All right. Any messages? No messages?
No.
No.
We're all alone up here.
Oh, that's all right. We're all alone. Never mind. It's a good place to be. When you are alone, it's always good to have a cup of tea, sit down and listen to us here on Sci-Fi and Scream as we talk away about things. Yeah, look, I think definitely Angel Heart is one of my favourites. We've seen a lot of black women in horror films usually being exploited. They usually die first. It's usually the way, particularly if it's a white-made production. But in the case of a very interesting doco that's coming up very soon. It's called My Final Girl, the Black Woman of 70s Horror Cinema. And it's through the wonderful woman over at graveyardshiftsisters.com. So I'll put that up on the Facebook page. Basically what they're doing, the Graveyard Shift Sisters, it's a blog dedicated to celebrating women of color in horror and science fiction movies. And so, yeah, look, they're looking at discussing the topics of the final girl or black woman in 70s horror films. And the director is Christina Alay-Malin, and she's doing a complete survey of American horror films in the tradition of the 70s. So expect low budget, I guess, and noir and very culty kind of style. But she's looking at brilliant people like Pam Grier, who was in Scream, Blackula Scream, actually. She wasn't in the first Blackula, but she has appeared in the odd film.
Really?
That is odd. That is
the
like
odd film.
The odd,
yep,
cult,
okay,
film from the 70s. It also has, in the doco, it has people like scholars Marlene Clark, Beverly Bonner, got Gloria Gifford, Dr. Robin Amiens Coleman, Dr. Isabel Pinedo, Dolores Smith, and heaps of other people. So, yeah, they've done their crowdfunding. It's on the way. I'm not sure what state it's in. I think it's in post-production, but we're really looking forward to that, and I'll put that up on the Facebook page.
This sounds great. I'm always down for a documentary. I love documentaries.
Especially when it's about horror, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Horror filmmaking.
Yeah.
I think the best one I've ever seen was of course, Nightmare on Elm Street one. It's about 7 hours long. It's just brilliant.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen it.
Oh,
which,
so good.
I mean, I should. Like, who am I? Like, I should.
Like, who are you?
I know. Like,
really?
Who do I think I am?
Well, you're the A to Z of horror, so you should know. You should know all this stuff. All right, this is Sci-Fi and Scream. We're doing it Women in Horror Month, part one. It's February, after all, here on Joy and 94.9.
This book alone.
No. You don't understand. There was something in the woods. And I think it's in here with us now.
Tonight.
I read a passage from that book. I released some evil.
Oh,
another peep. Time to go to sleep.
Hello, people of Australia. If you are hearing my voice, then you know it is me, Mojo Jojo. And you are hearing my voice through your ears by the means of airwaves being vibrated with sounds coming from your radio, from Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. I have taken over the station, and soon I will take over your country and the world. Or as soon as I have a healthy breakfast.
This is Ashley C. Williams, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
This is Harold Angel. Well, it depends. Well, I could be free.
So does anybody know why he blew his brains out?
Allow me to introduce my client, Monsieur Louis Cypher.
Mr. Cypher?
Funny, but we've met somewhere before.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you by chance remember the name Johnny Favorite?
No, I don't know him, you know. I've checked through all my files, nothing. I never heard of him. Something strange, you know. I don't know this guy, but somehow I feel like I should. Police might think I did. Hey, look, pal, I took on a $125 a day missing persons case, right? I'm already a murder suspect, so that's it for me. I'm out.
Girl of my dreams, I love you.
So what do I got? I got some kind of religious loony for a client. I gotta find Johnny Golden Tonsils. What else I got?
A hard-on?
Have you any idea where I can find this Johnny Favorite?
No, only the cemetery.
I'm just a guy who's being paid to snoop around a little.
It's a game.
Belly full of hocus pocus and three stiffs.
Stiffs?
Yeah. Dead bodies, Mr. Cypher. Murders.
There's death everywhere these days, Johnny. Just look around.
Mickey Rourke is Harry Angel. Harry is searching for the truth. Pray he never finds it.
Thank you.
get your Deep Purple, get your motor running, or something like that. Here we are on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, talking about Women in Horror Month. What is Women in Horror Month? Well, it's all about the ladies who are involved in make horror films, involved in it some way, or it could be horror fiction, it could be horror comics, it could be television, whatever it might be, screenplays, screenwriting, whatever it is, acting, directing. It's all about taking action and supporting and acknowledging and recognizing women who make that contribution, which is really important. And it pretty much started 7 years ago, in fact, and it turns out that it's about 9.5 months older than Sci-Fi and Scream. We started around the same time. Oh, serendipity.
Good timing.
And as part of the Axe Wound Film Festival, which is a short film festival that happens October, November in the US, it's pretty recent, the Axe Wound. My Axe Wound is quite recent.
It's a pretty great name.
You know what you do with an axe wound? You know, you get lime and sand and a bit of salt and just throw it in the wound.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It cleans it out.
Yeah, it'll definitely do something.
And also, if there's any sort of decaying parts, it eats it really quickly. So gangrene doesn't hang around green. Do you know what I mean, Bailey?
Sure.
Bailey for the A to Z. Why are we playing? We had a bit of the Angel Heart trailer there. I couldn't get enough of that voodoo
woman.
Yeah, it was
quite tense at the end.
It was a bit tense. Do you mean tense like a pup tent? Like, you know? Put your tent up, you know, in the field.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Well done.
You know? We've also had a message. You guys rock voodoo style, and that's from Sean! Exclamation marks.
Lots of exclamation marks.
Lots. Thank you, Sean. I hope you're a Joy member so you can keep us on air. That's cool. You just have to go to joy.org.au. We've also had a message saying, listening and enjoying, but busy driving, except on course now. Well, that's good. A generic listener. Thank you very much. I hope we don't drive you off the road tonight. But if we do, it's because we're voodoo. Yeah, baby?
I don't know what you're expecting to do with that.
I don't know. But look, hey, excitement plus. You're talking about one of your favourite ladies from the new, improved, some could say, the 2013 Evil Dead.
Yep.
We're talking about the movie,
TV
show.
Evil Dead, The Evil Dead, not Ash versus Evil Dead. It's Evil Dead from 2013.
Yep, and
Starring Jane Levy as one of my three amazing ladies that I picked for tonight.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm drawing a bit of a blank because I love the movie. I love her role, but she's not really been in that much else. She's only got
What do you mean? She's been in Shameless. Showtime's Shameless. I mean, that's crazy. That's the American version of the UK crazy family dysfunction from all the best dysfunctional family ever, Shameless. I mean, that's something, isn't it?
I guess, yeah.
She's a busy lady. Gosh, she's only 26. That makes you feel ill, doesn't it?
I'm 26. What am I doing with my life?
Oh, she's worked with my favourite, Jeremy Sisto. He's a favourite horror genre, but he's a guy. Sorry.
Boo.
Sorry, Women in Horror, but he is a guy. But oh my God, he's so good. Wrong Turn. No.
I love that
2003
movie.
2003 with our little favourite, Dushku.
That is a guilty pleasure
of
mine.
13. And that's kind of a horror, isn't it? Really? And The Returned. Not sure about that. Anyway, sorry, digressing. Back to your Libby.
It's cool. I really like her role in the film. I think it's a fantastic move to focus, have like the main, not really victim, but the main survivor of an Evil Dead film be a woman. I think it's a fantastic touch.
Yeah. What's so good about Evil Dead, though?
Well, like, it's incredibly violent. It's
These are deadites. What are deadites?
Obnoxiously violent. I've told you about deadites before. They're,
the audience may not know.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
I'll roll them right back.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I can roll.
Deadites are the sort of repossessed, reanimated corpses or basically people.
Aren't they possessed by nature demons?
No, not
something?
By,
from the trees
by
and
the
shit?
Demons that the Necronomicon, the Book of the Dead, whatever.
Don't say that in a hurry. Necronomicon, yeah. Necronomicon. Oops.
That's enough.
Yep. Anyway, thanks for that.
Deadites are the zombies in Evil Dead that get possessed by whatever is unleashed from the Necronomicon.
Ooh, Necronomicon.
Yeah.
Which is a book of the dead in a way, isn't it? It's like a nice fancy book. It's made out of fancy flesh.
Very well written,
well dried. Well cured, I should say.
Yes.
Cured fancy flesh.
Has a face on the front cover. I need more faces on my face,
isn't it? Not really a face you want to take home.
Yeah, not, well, I would.
bit stretched and out of proportion, but it's because it's a real face.
Yeah, I don't know. All faces are beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, who's your second lady?
We've already talked about Naomi Harris, haven't we?
We have a bit.
A little bit.
Well, she's a great British actress. I do love her, and she's a woman of colour, so that's very good.
Yep. Double points for me.
Yes. Look, she has been in Arrested Development and is the voice of, for those geeks out there who love their comics, she's the voice of Mallory Archer in Archer. There you go. Archer, if anyone likes the FX animated series, that's her voice. But yeah, 2002, Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later was her big thing. Screenplay written,
masterpiece.
Screenplay written by Alex Garland, who had a big outcoming last year with his Ex Machina or Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
Well, whatever, Bailey. Bailey of the Agency of Horror thinks she knows best. And
yep, I do.
She does.
Because I know how to pronounce a word.
All right, moving on.
Yep.
Who's your other big favourite?
Kathy Bates.
And this is
we can't dance around this.
Well, you can't. Well, broken feet. But this is my soundtrack for you. This is the Misery.
Yeah, hit me.
When I think of you, I think of Misery. There you go.
Thank you.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It's nice. Kind of haunting.
It's haunting. It's suspenseful.
Yeah.
It's like a Bernard Herrmann. All right.
That flute's a bit distracting, though.
You don't like the flute? All
Not
right.
really. Sounds like it's set in a forest. Well, it kind of is, isn't it?
So what makes Kathy so special?
Well, I mean, she's had a long legacy of just film in general.
Yes.
But I think probably the film that she's known best for is Misery.
Hmm. And, I mean, she's done, like, some, you know, she's come back from the dead, really.
Pretty
and,
much,
For on-screen and online and, things.
And
like
everyone,
American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah. Everyone who knows me knows I love American Horror Story. And I think it was the third season, Coven, the one with the witches, where she made her American Horror Story debut, and it was pretty great. But I think the next season, Freak Show, where she was the bearded lady.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I loved that
she
character.
She was such a brilliant
I
character.
I fell completely in love with her.
Yeah. She's kind of menacing, and but she's also kind of this sweet mother that could at any minute flip out. It's like, reminds us of our own mothers,
probably.
She plays
that so well, and like, she plays a really genuine kind of like heartfelt character so well, but you can kind of tell in everything that I've seen her in, at least, that she also is a really like fun person to be around. You know, I don't know why I get
apart
that
from
vibe.
Misery,
well,
like,
arguably, some people are into that.
Yes, maybe Annie Wilkes. That's who she plays, Misery. Oh, I love that. Yeah, didn't she? She got nominated for an Oscar for this. It's just brilliant. You know,
did she? I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, I think she won. So
I'm really bad at following like awards and Oscars and
yeah, no, you're crap.
These.
She actually won the Academy Award for Best Actress. Can you believe that? Is brilliant.
That's fantastic.
She's also in one of my favorites, Fried Green Tomatoes from 1991. Oh boy! Now, have you ever had a fried green tomato? It's horrific.
I don't think I have.
Spit that one out. And of course, she was Molly, Knees Up Molly Brown, in Titanic.
Yeah,
loved her in that.
That's actually another one on my little list of movies that she's been in.
Need to show it to me. I believe you.
Yeah, well.
But it's not really horror.
It's not.
But she is great at...
She's got a really pretty big body count, though.
Yeah. Yeah. How many bodies has she... totaled?
I have absolutely no idea.
All right.
But yeah, she was my favourite character in Titanic.
Yeah.
Because she was the only one with a personality.
That's controversial, is it? I don't know. James Cameron doesn't really focus on personalities, does he?
Not really. He doesn't... He's not...
He's lock and load, you know. Terminator 2, but anyway, that's another thing altogether. This is Sci-Fi and Scream. Thank you, Bailey, for your A to Z there.
Well,
of your favourite three graces from hell. If you have some women that are hellish, horrific, nasty, mean and terrifying, apart from me, the Screamer, let us know. 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Let us know. In the movies, of course, not in real life. Because who cares about real life? Fiction
is real life is so boring.
Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy.
He's an all-night disc jockey. What does this request really mean?
Play Misty for me.
For Clint Eastwood, an invitation to terror. Ah!
Nobody asked you to wait for it.
You're not jumping me, Buster Blue Eyes.
Get off my back, Evelyn.
I have to get you all nice for David. I hope he likes what he sees when he walks in here. Because that's what he's taking to hell with him.
Just hope we're lucky enough to grab her the next time she tries it. Tries what?
To kill you.
The next scream you hear will be your own.
Clint Eastwood, play Misty for me.
You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on
Joy. You said Scream. Oh, it's Squeam.
It's Squeam. Squeam. Like crazy. Sorry, like, yeah.
Once more with feeling.
Okay. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Factory TV, changing the channel.
Who dares touch these rotting bones? Who dares call forth the most horrible specter of the damned? Now he's back. The Black Prince of Darkness, Blackula, recalled by the awesome powers of voodoo to stalk the earth in a new quest for blood. Dracula's soul brother. Seeded with hate. Obsessed with vengeance. Craving young bodies. Lusting for hot blood. To create new victims for the legions of the undead.
I'm reading their eyes. Good. Gives you something of an edge over the rest.
William Marshall, again, as the Lord of the Vampires, in a relentless search for Pam Grier, the exciting star of Coffee.
I need you!
Now he is back. Ever more evil, ever more fearful than ever before. Scream, the bloodiest legend of our time.
Salve, I am Claudio Simonetti, the Goblin keyboard player, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. We've got Mandrake with the Swinging Witches. Witches and Britches.
This is a pretty cool song.
Twisting
I really like it.
The Witch. Twisting the Witch. That's
Twisting the Witch.
Good. That's really bad. Hey, it was the 60s. You know, there's lots of things happened in America in the 60s that weren't so good. But a lot of positive things too, including MLK and Malcolm X and, you know, some liberation stuff happening because it is hashtag Black History Month for the United States of America and for our friends across the way, across that ocean. We're celebrating here on Sci-Fi and Scream with a little bit taste of some of the slow-burning, bluesy, black and wonderful exploitation films from the 60s and 70s. Including that little one, Scream, Blackula Scream from 1973.
That trailer audio was incredible.
Yeah, you love that.
Blackula's soul brother.
Soul brother.
Oh, that was incredible.
And the film is probably equally as incredible if you get a chance to see it.
I'm dying to see it now. Yeah, after that trailer, how could you not be interested?
And yeah, look, there's been some fabulous films in the past there with representation of African women, African American women and women of colour. And I just suggest you have a try and go out there and celebrate by having a bit of binge time with the beige, as I say. Binge with the brown, baby. Soul sister. All right. And, of course, it's Women in Horror Month as well. Recognizing women in horror that make movies, that are in movies, that are of the horror thriller genre variety. Okie dokie. Now, you've done your three, and I've pretty much, I think I've done one or two. There are so many great ladies out there. And if people do have a favourite, let us know, 0427-JOY949, or you can go on air at joy.org.au as well. So, yeah, Bailey, what's coming up for you?
Me?
You got a lot happening?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, well, that's great.
I know, right? Very positive. I have such an active life.
You know, you really do make an effort.
How about I'm going to put you on the spot for once? When can I come back on the show?
Because
you're always putting me on the spot.
I know. I don't know. Well, Women in Horror Month, we have got at least two more shows. There's next week. Sorry, that's full, Bailey. Sorry.
Oh.
And the week after, oh, that's full too, I think.
Oh, I'm sensing a pattern here.
Are you?
What about
is it even
September? Any shows in September that I could...
2014? Yeah. Oh, sorry, darling. No, seriously, we're going to go all month, I think, all month with horror films.
Cool.
And women in horror especially. So come back on. The crowd are beating their drums
that
for you to
fun.
Come back on.
You know what? I've been delving a little bit into sci-fi lately. I've been, I know, I could do women
sci-fi?
In sci-fi. Yeah.
Women in horror sci-fi?
Yeah. Well,
has
I mean...
Has to be.
I mean, well, now we have to do at least an honorable mention of Sigourney Weaver.
What horror film was she been in?
Alien.
Oh, well, yeah. Some people
Cabin
say that
Woods.
Is sci-fi. Others say that is horror. I call it horror sci-fi.
It's both.
It is, actually. And
horror,
it wouldn't have happened without it wouldn't have happened without John Carpenter and
horror
Wes Craven.
Horror is the genre. Mm. Sci-fi is the setting.
Yes, Bailey. You read that somewhere, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I might have. I might have ever forgotten.
Yeah. All right.
But it's both. Why can't it be both?
I know. Well, look, we do have a great week next week. We've got Bianca coming in from The Girl Frieders, and we've got The Girl Frieders, and they're going to be telling us their favourite horror bits and pieces, and including some zines, and including some comics, I hope, looking at women who make those, and of the slightly thrilling, spooky and horrific variety, celebrating Women in Horror Month, of course, continuing that theme. And then the week after, well, we've got a special guest. I just can't talk about it, but I'll just mention one word. Suspiria.
So we
made
some interest.
Argento happening. We'll see. It's a spooky, spooky thing. Let's keep it like that.
Very spooky.
And thank you for your messages too, for those people who sent in, including Sean with an exclamation mark. Thank you. Keep listening to us. You can always head to joy.org.au for our podcast as well. And we've got that wonderful Quentin Tarantino interview there. It's audio, but we will have the video. I just have to get Claytox, our friend, to rattle his dags on that one.
Mm, I'm quite jealous of you for meeting Tarantino.
It was a bizarre time, I tell you. It was great, but it was really... I was so nervous.
I could tell.
Hear it?
I listened to the start of your interview with him, and I could tell. I didn't want to mention it, but
I
did anyway.
Because my voice wasn't as loud and as obnoxious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really quite nervous. Anyways.
But I thought it was a good interview.
Thank you. Thank you. You got that money I sent in your bank account for saying that. That's great.
Yep. I expect the other half later tonight.
Well, yeah, look, it was quite the experience. I don't know what to say. He is one of my icons, you know, when we think about it. And I believe that he is a feminist filmmaker too. So Women in Horror Month, I think it's suitable to talk about him. And his, though explicit and though very violent at times, but his perceptions of women in the genre isn't always to every feminist cup of tea. But he actually has no... He has no nasty feelings towards women. He actually respects and loves women very much. You get that sense. And, of course, his love affair for the wonderful... Well, his love in his mind, his fantasy for Pam Grier is
I was about
obvious.
To say, it's. I think it speaks volume about his... I guess his stance, his perspective, that he actually seeked out Pam Grier for Jackie Brown.
Oh, do you love... I love that film. I really do.
I really enjoyed it. I really haven't seen it for a long time. You might have noticed a little pause there when you asked if I liked it. I had to think, like, did I like it? It's been so long.
I have to watch it again,
I think. Yeah, I remember liking it a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
For some reason, it's regularly the forgotten Tarantino film.
To me, it's a breakthrough. It's the one that cemented it for me because wasn't so fussed on Dusk to Dawn. Yes, Pulp Fiction was brilliant and just clever, but it was almost like a textbook. Look, I'm clever, I can make films. And
it seemed
of course,
like the obvious next step after Reservoir Dogs was Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, it does do, but to me, Jackie Brown was where he nailed it. And then, of course, Kill Bill,
I think Kill Bill is one, two. Kill Bill 1 and 2. Like, the entire package, just one film, is one of my favourite films ever.
Nah, it's just pretty amazing. Very impressed, and it was great to meet him. And I must admit, he was just a very nice man. He gave us an extra 10 minutes. I had to share the interview with lovely Darcy Oliver from Sin Media over at Sin Radio. But that was cool.
That was nice of you.
Well, it was actually the only other community radio station that was picked.
Really?
So I was picked out of all of these candidates, and the only other people were television. There was the Daily Mirror from the UK, there was the Guardian, and I think it was the Sun, the Herald Sun or something. I was it for community radio. I would have thought there was other channels there, but oh well. Wow. I'm happy to say I did that one. I'm okay with that. I'm happy. In fact, I feel really good, and I hope they're jealous. No, just kidding. So yeah, we're gonna fade out now, fade away, but never burn out. That's what we always think. Have a little bit of this. The Vampires with Claptrap, because it's been a bit like that tonight. Claptrap from you, Bailey. I mean,
oh yes, thank you very much.
You just go on, Bailey.
Oh, I know. Never shut up.
You never shut up. It's good. I'm glad that's why you're here. Yes, thanks again for the messages. Don't forget to become a Joy member, joy.org.au. We've got School of Pop coming up very soon. And next week, tune in, more Women of Horror. We'll put those links up on the Facebook page as well. You can also head to our at Queer Geeks of Oz Twitter page too, and send us a message if you wish to. Not a problem. I can't wait to see Animalisa, actually. It's a full-on puppet film. And have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
It's it looks amazing, but I keep missing a lot of things. We've got Oscar time coming up. I don't know. There's not very many genre films in that this year. Anyway, if you count The Revenant, which I don't, but anyway. Okay, we're signing off now. I just want to say thanks for listening and stay on Joy. Thanks, Bailey, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll podcast this later in the week. And that's the A to Z of Horror on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy.
Matthew A. Brown, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on 94.9.
I've got Abby! What do you think of my powers now?
American International presents Abby, the story of a woman possessed. She took the devil for a lover, and he possessed her body and soul. Abby, a story of terror, lust, and exorcism.
Grab her arms and hold her.
Abby, starring William Marshall as the exorcist.
I command you to vacate this body now.
And Carol Speed as Abby. Can anyone stop her? Can anyone help her? Can anyone save her soul?
I've got Abby!
Abby, the story of a woman possessed. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
friends gonna get together in the end and tell me what the world knows about love. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Tell me how it should have been. Tell me how it could have been if I had known more about love. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. But I don't care what the world knows, baby. What the world does. Gonna reach out and say that I'm the only one you love. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. But until that day, little girl, I just wanna say that I need. So much, yes I do, yes I do.
Been listening to a special podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream for Women in Horror Month 2016, celebrating all things girly, all things gory, women who make horror, from books to cinema to comics to zines, all sorts of chat and things to do with women in horror. Spooky bitches. Thanks for listening to Women in Horror, only on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, because it's Women in Horror Month, February 2016.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.